Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. I bless your word tonight. Speaking of thy truth. Let it come by the inspiration of your spirit, you Almighty. Not by the carnal understanding of man. Let it be inspired by your truth. That you have placed in my heart and the hearts of your people. We ask you to bless this message tonight, the words of faith, that it may be an inspiration to the hearts of your people. We ask all things in your sure mighty name. And the saints declared it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. We bless him for all things today. It's a good thing to have the opportunity to come before the presence of the Father and to be able to acknowledge him in all things, that he's given you breath, life, health, and strength. And as the old saints would say, he has brought us through another day. As the evening ebb upon us in this hour, my heart delights in that, and I do rejoice. For I know it is by his Spirit and the breath of life that is in me has come by the Father. It has not come by any of my interventions or any strength that I possess. It is simply that he has breathed the breath, life down in the souls of his house. And then they come alive when they hear of his goodness, his kindness, his mercies toward them. And for that I am very grateful and very thankful unto Yahweh, my Father, my great deliverer, that has brought me out of the bondage of Egypt, brought me unto the marvelous light of his dear Son, Yahshua, the hope of the house of Israel. And scripture implies and it tells us that the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. When a man begins to reverence Yahweh, then his heart begins to understand how mighty and how powerful he is. So the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. When a man begins to do that, he begins to receive wisdom that Yahweh will grant unto that man's heart. And a good understanding, scripture says, have all they that do or keep his commandments. So this is a generation that is without understanding. It is one that has very little understanding today. They understand how to do evil. It is a very wicked, perverted people. Their hearts are wicked. Their desires are unscrupulous. And there is nothing beyond their imagination that they will not try to secure to satisfy their corrupt deeds and their desires. And yet Yahweh has called a people to set them apart for a particular service unto him. And words do have meaning. If we as a people will simply take the time and see what Yahweh is trying to express unto us, then our understanding will become more fruitful. Then it will become a wellspring of life that dwells in our souls. And that is what understanding is. It is a wellspring of life. We need that understanding or that wellspring of life that will bubble down from our souls that we may keep the truths of Almighty Yahweh and that they may preserve us in this wicked, corrupt hour. Our only security is the confidence of his truth, that we take consolation in what he says. Many are the affliction of a just people that have been justified by him, yet he says, I deliver them out of every circumstance and situation that it will not be overbearing unto them. So it's either that he has spoken a truth or it is a lie. That was the strength of David's heart because he knew that Yahweh would deliver him out of all of his afflictions and trials that the enemy would try to place upon him to destroy his heart or to take his strength. I do want to go back to the things that I began to speak to us on the Shabbat. I want to return to 1 Kaffa, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. There are some particulars there that I do want to express. We must find out if this scripture is full of truth or it is based upon a lie. Now, scripture that we find in the New Testament, there is a witness to it under the Old Covenant. And it is exactly the same. Now, we want to see what Kepha, as he spoke unto the house of Israel, and we are that house, and see what the particulars are here in this verse of scripture. It says in 1 Kepha, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. First of all, he tells us that, but ye are a chosen or an elect. We have been elected by the mercies and the love of Almighty Yahweh. He has elected a people that they should show forth the praises of Yahweh. You must acknowledge him. You must acknowledge the one that has elected you. It is one thing about a politician, once they are elected, then that politician will go be among those that have given him his strength of electability. He will speak to them. So does Yahweh as well. So he tells us that we are a chosen or an elect family or generation. He identifies the very strength of this elected people. He said, first of all, they are a royal, a kingly priesthood. That they have the official office to offer up those offerings and gifts unto Yahweh. That we can offer up thanksgivings and praises. That we can go directly before the throne of our Father. So he identifies one of the attributes of this elect people. The royal priesthood. He says they are a holy nation, a holy people. They are set apart. They are different than the world. Their attitude is different. They are set apart for service unto Yahweh. They are a holy nation. Then he identifies the strangeness of them, a peculiar people. A peculiar people. Now, I want to define the definition of that word peculiar. I want to take it from the Webster Dictionary, and also I want to take it from the Greek lexicon. It says in the lexicon, a peculiar, listen to this, that which is one's own. Someone owns it. Belonging to one's possessions. A people selected by Yahweh from the other nations for his own possession. A preserving, a purchase possession. So in that, or that which is peculiar, it has been purchased by Yahweh. He has purchased us by the blood of Messiah. And he wants us to be peculiar. Now, we ought to be a peculiar people. I will define what that means in the Webster. It says, distinct, that is totally different. Different from the usual or the norm. They don't do things like normal people or what we call normal. They do things differently. They are odd. As a matter of fact, it used the expression a queer. And that is totally, I understand that defined definition because in the negative term, as far as homosexuality, but they are very strange what it means. It is a very strange people. It says oddball, They are odd. They are strange. They are unique. And that uniqueness is one and the only one like that. You can't find no other like that. And so that is the peculiarity of the people of Yahweh. That they ought to be unique. They ought not to be like the world. They ought not to identify as the world. And in order for you to be that peculiar person or that peculiar people, the scripture tells us that there are criteria to meet that. Now every whorehouse in America will quote the scripture. Yet the people will not try to understand the in-depth revelation of what Yahweh revealed here unto Tepha. He said, you are a peculiar, a special people. You're going to seem odd. You're going to be the oddball out. You're not going to be like the rest of the world. You can't identify with them because your attributes are different than theirs. He said, a peculiar people. For what purpose? That we should show forth the praises of Him. Now that is what we should do. When a man denies that he does not fit any of the characteristics of this character, of this people that Yahweh has called and elected, that we should show forth the praises. There should be adulates and accolades unto Him, the one that has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. And Messiah is the marvelous light of Yahweh. He was the bright light that shone forth in the midst of darkness. And so Yahweh revealed unto us the light of the hope in that body, that we can have hope in Him through the very presence of that man, Messiah, as He did the will of the Father. He did all things that Yahweh commanded Him. And that is what a peculiar people will do. They will show forth praises unto Yahweh. We are a holy nation or a holy people that all of our attributes should resemble Him because He is a holy Yahweh. And then we are the royal priests, not just a priest, but a kingly priesthood. That we can offer up the offerings unto the royal one and know that He received our offerings. And that is Yahweh's instruction to His house. I want to emphasize that peculiar people. We say that we are peculiar because we adore ourselves in a certain way. Well, that is part of it. And when one gets their hearts right or get their heart right, then there is a manifestation of the heart on the exterior or the outward man. The outward man will conform to the spirit of a man's heart. It will represent what is in the inside. It will obey the charge that is commanded to it from the inside. When you want something as a spirit that speaks to you and says, I want this, I like to have that. And so the charge is obeyed from the thing that is from the inside. Now I must, and we must understand this peculiar people that Yahweh is talking about. Scripture must identify the characteristics and the traits of this peculiar people, or they are not a peculiar people. It must. And it is in Scripture. Turn quickly to Titus chapter 2. Titus 2 verse 11 through verse 15. Scripture says, Titus chapter 2 verse 11. Therefore, as he spoke unto the house of Israel, Joel here he speaks unto the collection of the saints scattered abroad as he write unto Titus. He says in chapter 2, verse 11, he said, for the grace of the love of Yahweh that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. For this wonderful, magnificent power of His personified love that will bring salvation to a man, it has appeared or it has been made known unto every man that Yahweh, only He can save. He said, teaching us, now that's what this knowledge of the salvation, teaching or instructing us, that denying, that we should deny unholiness or unholy practices and worldly lusts,
If you only deny it, unholiness and worldly lust, that your heart is not given over unto the worldly lust in this hour. That is what the mercies and the love of Yahweh will teach a man, to deny those things. We should live, first of all, soberly. Our minds shall be sound. Our spirits shall walk in the instructions of the laws and the commands of Yahweh. That is what a sound mind is. He said we shall live soberly, righteously, and holy in this present world. Now that is what the love of Yahweh does. When it brings us to the appreciation of the light of the salvation, we realize that He is mighty and that He is real. For the nations have not identified Him. They don't believe that He is real. They have this false facade of whom He is that it simply massages their physical, natural, religious thinkings. It does nothing to the soul. Because when a man comes to this truth, what salvation and the purpose of this salvation is, it will teach a man how to live without this worldly, unrighteous desire. It will cause a man to live soberly in this time, in this hour that we are in. He will not be given over unto the lustful things of this hour, nor is his heart controlled by this worldly lust at all. He says, why? Looking, we're looking for everything today. We're looking for everything. Everything but what Yahweh tells us to look for. Keeping our eyes on those things that are important. Looking unto Him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Men don't look unto Him today. He said, looking for that blessed hope. You ask your own heart that. The minds are not sober. That's why they're not looking for the blessed hope. The minds are not sober today, and they're not looking for the blessed hope. They're looking for folly, foolishness, sinful practices, worldly lust, but they're not looking for the blessed hope. Looking for that or expecting that blessed hope and that precious appearing of our great Father and our Savior, Yeshua, Messiah. That we look for that great reward and the blessed assurance that the Father has given unto us. It is one thing that Messiah never did. He never denounced His Father. And that is what this religious world does today. It denounces the Father. What is His name? He has a name. He is precious. And when the Father is not precious unto you, the Son is not precious. I don't care what your religious harlotry spirit teaches. You cannot have the Son without the Father. And you cannot have the Father without the Son. For the name is the same because He came in the Father's name. And any other name that distorts the picture of the Father, it is a pagan name. That is why the name of Jesus is pagan, because it distorts whom the Father is. He did not only say looking for the blessed hope of Messiah, we're looking for the blessed hope and the wonderful or the precious appearing of our great Father and our Savior. Conjunction there, plural, and our great Savior, Yeshua Messiah. I want to read this translation of that scripture. I like this. Expecting the blessed hope and the appearing according to the plan of our great Father. He has a great plan. What a profound truth that is. According to the great plan of our great Father and Savior, call Him the great Father and Savior, Yahweh, through Yeshua Messiah. The plan of Yahweh is revealed unto us, and the light of that plan was and is revealed unto us by Messiah. It is not really revealed through some church oddity or anything of that nature. It is only revealed through the hope that is in Yahshua Messiah. Folks say they have a hope in Him. Well, then who is your hope for? What is your hope is? Without Yahweh sending Him, there is no hope at all. So who is the one that sent the hope? It is the Father that sent the hope. It is Yahweh that sent the hope. He was the one that sent Messiah to redeem us, to be the purchase price, that we may be a peculiar people unto Him. So we must identify the one that sent the one that is the hope. Yahweh sent Him. And He may bring unto us the light of whom the Father is. In this darkened world today, there are many gods, but they don't know Yahweh. He is far from the minds of the people. They're not looking unto Him. He is the author of faith. And He is the one that's going to bring our faith to a finish. Yahweh is. It says in verse 14, who gave Himself on our behalf or for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify. And this was His plan, is to purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of righteous or good works. Now that is the purpose, that He may purify unto Himself a what? A peculiar people. A people, an oddball people, a people that do not walk like the norm of society. And that is what He did. That is what Messiah came to secure unto Yahweh, a peculiar people, a special people, that they may be peculiar. That they are different. They don't walk, act, do things like society does things. They do things totally different. They're the oddball. They're unique. They're different. They're so unique, but there's only one people like that, and that is the elected house of Yahweh, the chosen elect people of Yahweh. And yet what we call the house of Yahweh today is full of folly, sin, and wickedness. There's no judgment. I say to all of you, my friends, what's judgment? It's gone out of any house. It is a house destined for hell. And this nation and the people today that call themselves religious, they do not like judgment at all. That's one of the most weightier matters concerning Yahweh's covenant, and that is judgment. That you make sure judgment is done righteously. The hearts of men are judged. Their intentions, their attitudes are judged. People don't want that today. This is a wicked generation. It judges things after their own favor or after their liking. I will not judge that way. I will judge according to Scripture and show the house of Yahweh their sins and the rejection of His pure words. He said He wanted to purify Him a people, to make them clean and pure, a special people, set apart, zealous for His righteous works, for His righteous laws and commands. That's what He meant, to have a people that's zealous, that their identity is with Him. It's not with some church entity. It's not with this religious, organized world religion, this ecumenical spirit. But it is a people that is particular, they are peculiar, they are separated, they are odd, they are not like a religious world. And that people will have a zeal for the righteous works of Yahweh. They'll want to exalt Him and bless His mighty name. He said these things, He said, I want you to speak. He said that you exalt these things. You speak it without any trepidation of man, without any fear or retribution. He said, you rebuke. He said, you rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. He said, permit no man to condemn you. Don't allow them to condemn that preaching. Don't allow them to take the authority of my mandate from your heart that you soothe their flesh. He said, let no man despise you. And that's what He was saying. Let them despise you. Makes no difference at all. Let them condemn you. But you preach and you speak the things that I commanded you, and you exhort them. He said, that's what you do. Don't even fear what they say. And I won't fear what they say. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they think. The Father must be exonerated, His name. This wicked world, it has destroyed the very integrity of His name. He has a name that is above every name. We say we serve, quote, a God and don't even know His name. What a wicked people. He is our Father. We don't know Him. Messiah never said He was our Father. He prayed unto the Father. He said, and when you pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. If that is not the truth, then that one they call Jesus is a flat out perverted liar. He told us how to pray, and we don't pray like that. We are wicked. We despise the laws of Yahweh. We reject His truth. That's why this world is in the shape it's in. He told us how to pray. He told the apostles, you pray this way. You pray, you are my Father, Yahweh. And I know your bowl is above the earthly reign. He said, your name is a hallowed name. It's a precious name, and I call you by name, Yahweh. And so what this religious harlot has done, she has sought to change times and laws, change His name. The name Jesus is pagan. And I'll herald that before the world. Because it takes away from Yahweh's identity. It doesn't identify who the Father is. It takes away from His true identity. And the name of the Son must make clear understanding of whom the Father is. Religion has taught us different than that, but that is the identity of the Son. He was the hope of the one that sent Him. He was the hope of the one that sent Him, that we may have hope. We may be a peculiar people unto Him. We must be a peculiar people. Eccentric. I like that one. A people that's eccentric. A deviation from the established or the usual pattern or style. You don't do things like this religious whorehouse. You don't walk like this religious Jezebel. You don't carry yourself like she does. She's a whore. She's a harlot. And the scriptures say a man that goes into a whore, he falls into a deep ditch. And when you fall into this religious whore, it's hard to get out of this Jezebel. They can't get from under her doctrines. They can't get from under her teachings. They can't get from under her apostolic ways or apostolic lies. Nor what the apostles said was the truth. Because they preach in the Father's name. They preach from the Torah. They preach from the Psalms. And they preach from the prophets. Kephar did not preach from Revelation, but he preached revelation by Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Yonah. He preached revelation to the house. That is right. We better pray that Yahweh send us some righteous men of authority to preach this truth without compromising. And you are looking at one that will not compromise the truth. When the truth is revealed, I will stand upon that. I don't care what it is. If it's truth, I know one thing, it will make me free from the usual norm. And the old flesh never loves truth. And folks say they love God, but they don't even love God. The ones that say they know Jesus, they will not even do what He says in Scripture. What they say that's Him, they will not even do what He says. They're full of lies. The only way we show our love toward Him is that we keep His commandment. We do what He commands us to do. And we do it wholeheartedly and thoroughly. One says he loves Him and keeps not His commandment, he's a liar. One says he loves Him and do not reverence His name, do not keep the Shabbat. They are flat out liars. And these are two commandments this wicked world will not identify. It's a harlot. A whore will sleep with anyone. She will go to bed with any man just for a fee. And these harlots will preach any kind of doctrine for fee. Just pay them up, keep them fed with money, and they'll say anything to appease this flesh. The scripture tells us in Exodus, I want to identify this peculiar people. Now, Scripture identifies this peculiar people that you better begin to walk in what Caiaphas was preaching. And what Saul wrote unto Titus. What a wicked generation. To say that the Old Covenant or the Torah, the Prophets and the Psalms have no validity today. And yet they utilize those things in those portions of Scriptures that satisfy them. But the things that correct them, they denounce them. It says in Exodus chapter 19, verse 3. Look what it says here. And Moshe, he went up unto Yahweh. Exodus chapter 19, verse 3. He went unto Yahweh. And Yahweh called unto him from or out of the mountain. He called unto Moshe, saying, this is what the Father said. Thus shall thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel. He said, I will tell you what to say. I will instruct you what things you must give them. He said, first of all, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians. You saw the devastation I brought upon them. You saw how I visited their house. And I destroyed their firstborn. I caused famine in the land. Yet we have forgotten what he has done in the Sodom and Gomorrah. In the first world. He says, and how now, in the midst of that, I bear you on eagle's wings. And brought you unto myself. He said, I delivered you for me. Now that is what he has done today. He has brought you unto himself. He sent a hope to assure us that we were delivered unto him. And to him we serve and him we obey. He said, now, therefore. He said, I want to tell you something. You hear this? I pray that you all hear this tonight. Look what he says. And keep my covenant or my constitution. Then ye shall be a peculiar people. Now therefore, if ye will. The only way you're going to be a peculiar people, you must obey his voice. Now that's what Scripture says. Now therefore, if ye will obey. You must first of all obey. You must do what he says. He said, if you will obey my voice truly, you will know what I speak. He said, and I want you to keep my covenant, my constitution that I speak to you. Then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine. Now he gives us the condition of being a peculiar people or peculiar treasure. Now there's a semicolon there, isn't it? So there's more to that. There's more to that. Verse 6. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom. That's what a peculiar people is. He said, ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. And add what? Holy nation, these are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Is not that what Kapha said? Did he not say the very same thing? You reject him, he will reject you. This world has rejected the truths of Almighty Yahweh. You're not going to be a peculiar people unless you obey him. And this wicked generation does not obey Yahweh. You got to first of all, he says, obey me. If you would therefore obey me, my voice, truly, indeed. He put an exclamation there, indeed, you must obey my voice. You got to keep my covenant. What is this covenant? His laws, his statutes, his judgment. That is his covenant. He said, you keep my covenant, only then shall ye be a peculiar treasure or a special treasure unto me above all people. Not just, he said, above all. Above all. That is what the word of Yahweh says. And can Paul say we are a peculiar people? A holy nation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Where did he get this spirit of this truth from? Well, it was written. Man that doesn't obey him, he's not a peculiar thing to Yahweh. He's a transgressor of the laws. He's a vile, wicked, evil thing. And in hell, he's going to lift up his eyes. And so that's what this ecumenical, this religious spirit, this harlot spirit is doing. It's bringing folks into the depths of a womb. And they can't get out of this Jezebel. They don't know how to get themselves free from her. That's just like a man entangled with another woman. He's married. He's trying to get free from her. He can't get free from her. He doesn't know how to put her down. He doesn't know how to get off of him. That's what this religious Jezebel has done today. Just bound the people. Only Yahweh will make his people free. He will only make them free that are his. And they will have the liberty to call upon him. And they'll call upon his name. They're not going to call on some pagan, some form or some pagan name, Lord. You that use that, you ought to get that out of your vocabulary. It's a pagan rendition. It's not God, he's Yahweh. The Shaitan, that's the first expression of what a God is. He said, the day you disobey Yahweh, then truly you'll become a God. You can declare your own righteousness. And that is what man has done. He has declared his own righteousness. I'm righteous. Nobody's going to tell me. I do what I want to. Oh, I love you, Pastor Roberts, but you're wrong. No, I'm right about his name. I'm right about his truth. You see, you got to obey my voice if you're going to be a peculiar people. You got to obey what I say. You got to keep my laws, my commandments. And you shall be a peculiar treasure. You shall be an oddball. You're going to be a different kind. You won't be like the normal ones, what they call norm. You're going to be different. You're going to be a little queer, what they call you. Yeah, they call everyone queer, whether they're queer or not. When they're different than them, they will say, you are queer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Verse 7 said, in Moshe, he came down, he called for the elders of the people. He got the leaders and the righteous men. He said, Yahweh has spoken this to me, and I must tell you what he said. And he laid before their face, so he opened his heart. He spoke what Yahweh said, all these words which Yahweh commanded him, of which the law of Yahweh spoke of. He spoke all those words unto him. And he says in verse 8, and all the people answered together, and they said, all, not some, all that Yahweh has spoken, they knew he spoke it. They would have rejected that if they said all that some God has spoken. He said, all that Yahweh has spoken, not some, but all that he does. You see, you must do what he tells you to do in order to be peculiar. When you obey your own will, you're not peculiar. You do what the world does. They do their own thing. You choose the whorehouse of your church, of your choosing. You go to that place what makes you feel comfortable. That first of all, if I felt comfortable, I wouldn't go. I'd rather be in a place whereby my flesh is going to be set afire, where there is rebuke and reproof. He told Titus, you rebuke, exhort, let no man despise you. Don't care what they say. Don't let no man condemn you. Don't let them say, well, what you said is wrong, and you have a condemnation in your soul. He said, don't let one of them do that. Let no man condemn you. I don't care if they can use a pagan name, you use Yahweh's name. You meet folks in the world that they frown at that name, you frown at the name of Jesus too. It's a pagan name. It takes away from the honor of Yahweh. And why this wicked world can't see it? They're religious. They're caught up in their religious feelings. They don't want to see it. The scripture is so clear. Before I go further, I want to read something. You better do this then. I want to read Exodus. Exodus. Turn there. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus 3. Two verses here. 13. I want to begin reading at 13. Exodus chapter 3. You better do this then. You understand this? This is what it says in Exodus chapter 3. Verse 13. And Moshe said unto Yahweh. It says God in the King James. He says, behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the father of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his name? Are you we that ignorant? Are we that ignorant whereby we even a first grade education will explain that to you? When they say, what is his name? You bring your dog to someone and they say, what is your dog's name? What is your sister's name? What is your friend's name? Now that is so simple that a fool can understand that. It takes no scholarly interpretation to understand that. You don't even need an education. You can be literate and understand that. The first thing that I think he said, what is his name? And thou shalt say unto them. He said that you should tell them. Alright? If that's the case. I want to read it like it says in the 14th verse. And he always said unto Moshe, I am that I am. Actually, that what he said to Moshe, I am who I am. I am who I am. I am who I am. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh has sent me unto you. But he says, I am has sent me unto you. All right? You call his name, I am. Well, you better do this then. And he says in verse 15, and Yahweh said moreover unto Moshe, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, that Yahweh, the father of your fathers, and the father of Abraham, and the father of Isaac, and the father of Jacob, has sent me unto you. And that's what he says. He says this now, this is my name forever. I am, I am. He said, that's my name then. If you say that's his name, I am, he said, that is my name forever. Even in that King James rendition, it says, this is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. You better call him, I am, I am. He didn't express that like that. He said, I am who I am. Who are you? I'm Yahweh. You tell them, I am who I am, and I am Yahweh. And he said, this is my name forever. You take away that honor of his, that he is a liar and that his name is not that forever. That's what you say to him. We have said that unto the Father. You have no name. There is no name for you. And he says, he declares it, that this is my name forever. And my name is a memorial. His name reminds you of whom he is. That's what a memorial is. Do you understand what a memorial is? It is a marking or indication that reminds you of the event or the thing. That's why they have so many memorials, that the name will never be forgotten. That is what a memorial is. It is a statue. It is a thing that when you see that, it reminds you of whom the memorial is for. So he said, my name is a memorial. It is a name that it reminds you of who I am. So I want you to know it, that you will know who did these mighty works. You will not ascribe them to someone else. But you will know that it is Yahweh that hath done these things. I am who I am. Yahweh has sent you. You tell them, this is my name. I was the father of Abraham, the father of Isaac. I was the father of Jacob. And my name is this forever, for it is a memorial. A memorial reminds you of the one that the memorial is for. So his name reminds you of what he is for and who he is. This generation will simply take a simple dictionary. It's a lazy, trifling, sorry generation. I think we want to just feed our fleshly desires. We don't want to grow spiritually. And we struggle with those things that are spiritual because they fight against every grain of our natural knowledge. It does. It does. So if his name is I Am, you better call him I Am. And that's the truth. I am who I am, and my name is Yahweh. All the people answered Yahweh, and they said, we will do. We will obey everything you said. And Moshe returned that unto Yahweh. Scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 14, only one verse I want to read there, and turn to Deuteronomy 26. But go to Deuteronomy 14 and verse 2. Deuteronomy 14 verse 2. It says, for thou art, or you are, an holy people unto Yahweh, your Father. That's what we should be, a holy people unto Yahweh. Oh, that was just for them. Are we not to be holy? He tells us to be holy, for he is holy. Doesn't he say that? He said, you're holy people unto Yahweh. And Yahweh, the Father now, in the King James, it says what? God or Lord? The Lord now, or God, but Yahweh hath chosen you. I want to know who chose me, but Yahweh hath chosen you to be a what? A peculiar people unto himself. Yahweh hath chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself. What? Above all the nations that are upon the earth. That you should be a people, that you should be so peculiar, so odd. There'll be such a striking difference between the people of Yahweh and the people of the world that they will notice that unequivocally. They will say, they are not like us. They don't walk like us. They don't dress. They don't talk. They don't walk like us. Your kinsmen, your natural genealogy, they all should know that they are not like us. Your heritages in the kingdom is not in your sons or your daughters, not in your husbands or your wives, but it's in the kingdom. Moshe says in the 26th chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 16. I believe what I'm preaching. I know it's the truth of Yahweh. Will your flesh rise up against it? Your flesh is enmity against Yahweh. Deuteronomy 26, verse 16. This day now, and we are in this day. This day, Yahweh, your Father, listen to this, have commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul. How should we love Yahweh? How should we love him? And so his word, when he commands us that, we show our love by doing all that he commands us to do. You flat out lie if you say you love him. You don't do all he commands you to do. He said that we must love Almighty God with all our heart, also all mind, and all of our strength. And his word is his truth. His word is what binds him to us. My word is my bond. That is what he is saying to us. I will show you what kind of bond I will make between you all. That I will make my word to dwell in flesh. And dwell among you as a man. Shall suffer the same perils you suffer and shall die. But the power is that I shall raise that body up. And you will know who raised the body up. It will not be by the intervention of man, but it will be me quickening or making that body alive. It shall not be corrupted. It shall not, there shall not be any stench, any worms in it, but it shall rise with power. Unto my honor, that my name may be honored throughout the entire earth. He raised Pharaoh for that purpose, that his name, it was not his identity, he raised him up that his name should be honored throughout the earth. He has raised you up as a peculiar people, that his name may be known throughout the earth. And not some pagan identity. I don't care if any of you love me. His name is valuable. Without his name, he's nothing. He's nothing. He's just like all the other gods. Zeus. And every last one of the rest of them. He always says, I'm your Father. I commanded you these statutes, these judgments. And you shall keep them and do them with all. Not some, with all thine heart. And with all thy soul. That's how we should love him. And he declares this. Look at this now in verse 17. He said, thou hast avouched, or you have declared. Thou hast declared Yahweh this day to be thy father. He said, you have declared that I'm your father. You have avouched that I'm your father. And you walk in his ways. And you will walk in his ways. You have avouched that. You have said, he is my father. I will do everything he tells me. And to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgment. And to hearken unto his voice. Listen diligently unto the voice of Yahweh. And Yahweh declares. He declares this to us. Listen. Listen, Satan. This is what he declares. You say you love him. You will do what he says. That this is what precipitates your declaration to him. And Yahweh hath avouched or has declared this day. Because you say you will obey him this day. That you will be a peculiar people as he hath promised thee. Well, how do we know we're going to be peculiar? And that thou should keep what? Keep what? Keep what? All who? His commandments. Now that is what a peculiar people do. They keep all. Not six or one. They keep all his commandments. You're not peculiar. You're not a royal priesthood. You're not a holy nation. You must go to scripture and find out what a holy nation does. You must go to scripture and find out what a peculiar people would do. Scripture will show us. You must obey all he says. You must love him. You can't get around that. These lying charlatans, they've written their bylaws, but they're not getting by. I'll die for this truth. I'll go to the grave preaching this way. If my heart bursts now, I'll go to the grave that way. I will exalt this truth with the fullness of my energy. When I have no energy, I will exalt this truth. You said, I will do everything you say. Oh, I love you, Father. I'll obey what you say. He said, all right. You're going to obey everything I say. I will vouch to you. I will declare unto you. Since your heart is that way, I will tell you this. I will vouch unto you. I will say to you this day that you are a peculiar people because you will obey my voice. He said, you are peculiar as he hath promised and thou shouldest keep all his commandments. How do we get past keeping all of the laws of Yahweh? He said, thou should keep all of his commandments. He said, you should keep all, even the dietary laws and all of that is right. You should keep all his commandments. He gave us laws, 10 laws. And in those laws, base every one of his commandments. He commands us. A commandment is an instruction. How you do it. The statute is the things, are the things that come forth out of those commandments. It shows you, it instructs you. And judgment, it says, when you don't obey the laws of Yahweh, keep all he commands you to do by the statutes, then he bring judgment. And what Messiah came to do is to give us assurance of that hope. Under 2 or 3 witnesses, a man died under the law. He was stoned. And what Messiah came to do is to give us assurance and the law that it was not by some natural way, but our hearts will be changed. He would take out the stony heart, write them in our minds and in our hearts, and we can obey all that he command. He did it. Well, did he not walk in flesh? You can let these charlatans say what they want. He was a flesh man. They beat his back. He cried out. When they pulled his beard, he cried out. He bellowed. He hollered. He shimmered. He cried. He wept. He sweat with great drops of sweat like blood. Fell off. He was weary. He was tired. That's where I want to make about what he was. Wasn't. If he was anything less, then you have no hope at all. Period. Then that one that they call God, forget about him. He's unjust. I say it that way. You always knows what I'm saying. He's not unjust. He's so just. So right. So fair. that he doesn't change. That's why he doesn't consume us in our wickedness, our sins, our rebelliousness, our corruption. He doesn't destroy us. You're not peculiar people going to keep what he says, his commandments. You're not peculiar. You don't keep the commandments of Yahweh. And this wicked world today is not peculiar. It's not odd. It's not strange. They all do the same. From the Baptist whorehouse to the Methodist whorehouse, to the Pentecostal whorehouse to the Charismatic whorehouse. From the Lutheran whorehouse to the Episcopalian. From the Catholic Jezebel house to the Jesus Christ, to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Latter-day Saints house. Corrupt. In a love truth. No desire for truth. You got to keep all. Yahweh wants you to keep all. All ten. And his name is a part of the ten. Every last one of them. Every last one of them. You're not going to reject one and go on and think you're going into the kingdom. And if you teach any man to do and to reject the commandments and the laws of Yahweh, then woe unto your soul. Woe unto you. He says in verse 19, because you shall keep his commandments, his laws, and to make thee high above all nations, which he hath made. Now look at this. Not only will he make you high above all nations, he hath made all the nations. He says in praise and in name. They're going to know your name. They will know your name. Those people down there, they call themselves Victory Community, or they call themselves this, Yahweh this. He says in name and in honor. And thou mayest be an holy people unto Yahweh your Father, as he hath promised or spoken, that we should be a holy people unto him. He said, be ye holy, for I am what? Holy. Is that not New Testament? You think it's any different in this hour? You tell me, how ignorant are we that Yahweh changed from what we call the Torah unto Yohanna on the Isle of Patmos? Revelation. He has not changed. He is the same. And if he's not the same, then his word is not truth. He is the same today, yesterday, and evermore. He is Yahweh Almighty, and he changes not. Now, how can we change him? You can't change him. And we have changed him. We're changing to fit the Baptist way. We're changing to fit the Methodist way. The Pentecostal, the holiness way. And they're not even holy. A man is holy when he keeps the commandments, the laws of Yahweh. That is the power of our holiness, because we are separated from a lawless generation that has no civil authority or no spiritual authority. Everything they do is according to their own righteousness. All the ways of a man, they're pure in his own sight. But Yahweh, he pondereth the spirit. He weighs the balance of a man's spirit. That's what he does. All your ways seems right. They all seem right. You've done things that seem so right to you, but it was an abomination unto Yahweh. It seemed legitimate, but it was still wrong. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. They're filthy. They're unclean. I bless you, Yahweh, for the profoundness of his truth, that I would preach it. I'm free from any religious establishment, creeds or laws. I'm free to preach him. I'm Messiah crucified for my sins. I want to identify the one that he sent to die for my sins. So I want to make you a nation. Make you a people. Your name will be known. They're going to honor you. They're going to know, because you're going to walk in my name. And they will know that it is my name. Sure it is. He tells us to do this peculiar treasure. It says in Psalms. Psalms 135, verse 1. Tehillim, Yah, La Yahweh. It says this, Psalms 135. Psalms 135, verse 1. It tells you, it says, praise Yahweh. I'm not going to read the expression in the King James. It says, praise Yahweh. And even in that expression, when it used the word Baal, it tells you, praise ye the name. It tells you to praise ye the name. It tells you to praise ye the name. It tells you to praise ye the name. It said, praise ye the name of Yahweh. Look at this now, verse 2. Ye that stand in the house of Yahweh, or you that stand in the house of Yahweh. You say you've come into Yahweh's house and you stand and you lift up your hands and you don't praise his name. He said, you that stand in the house of Yahweh, in the courts of the house of our Father, you stand in the vestibule, you stand up, and you don't praise Yahweh. Well, listen now, I want you to understand this. These folks say they love God, and they're coming to God's house. Then what is the name of that God that you are praising? The Baptist go and praise the Baptist God, and the Methodist God, and the Lutheran God. That's what they praise. Because they're in their God's house. They're their God's courts. Verse 3, it says, praise Yahweh. For Yahweh is good. Now, if you even read that in the King James, look at that. If you just look at that, just even, not even spiritual sense. If you just look at the way that's written in the King James, it says, praise Yahweh, for Yahweh is good. It tells you to sing praises unto his name. What name are we going to sing praises unto? Oh, I love the Lord, for the Lord first loved me so, and he purchased my salvation. No, that's not what he says. It says, sing praises. It says, sing praises. Sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says sing praises. That's what it says. Now you don't do all that he says, you're a liar. You're not a peculiar people. Well, that isn't meant for us in the Old Testament. What a horrible mindset this nation has. One of the most prolific books in America today is by Ken LaHaye. It is called The Catching Away or The When No One Is Here Concerning the Rapture. And it has made the man a multi-millionaire. Because they believe in fables. Because they give some security to their flesh. They can sin and think they're going to be cut up, filthy, wicked, dressed like some whore out of Hollywood, some effeminate man. And they're going to be cut up what they believe. Woe unto their souls. It says, sing praises unto his name. Now, I'm showing you this because this is the peculiarity of the people of Yahweh. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. When you don't sing praises unto his name, he means that to sing praises unto Yahweh is a pleasant thing. It's pleasant. It is not a task. Verse 4, I love this. For Yahweh hath chosen Jacob unto himself and Israel for a peculiar people. To do what? To do just those things. To sing praises unto him. To sing praises unto his name. To bless his name. That's why he's chose Yaakov and Israel to be a peculiar treasure, a peculiar people, a valuable thing. That's what a peculiar people is. It is a possession. It is a personal thing. And so he has called us to be a peculiar people that we sing praises unto his name, not unto Baal, but unto his name, to identify his name. When the world, the whole world will tell you they know God. Everyone talks about God. Everyone talks about the Lord. But what about Yahweh? The Muslims cried Allah Akbar. Simply God is great. Who is your God, Muslim? What is your God's name? They talk about the Prophet Muhammad, but what is your God's name? He said Muhammad, and he has no name. And yet he gave you a prophet to identify, and he has no name. And you always said someone greater than Muhammad, and yet he has no name. His father. He would have never wrote this if he had no name. He gave them a name. And the only language at that time whereby it could be enunciated was in the Hebrew tongue. It was not a Greek tongue, but it was a Hebrew tongue. It was not a language that was filled with idioms of pagan identity. There are a lot of things, even in text, that has pagan origins. That's the truth. You just search. That's why we must search the scriptures. Search them. Do you understand what searching is? Have any of y'all ever lost anything? Maybe it was of no value, but have you ever lost anything? And you've looked everywhere. And you go back and do the search over again. And then you even get more careful. You say, all right, that's it. I'm going right back here. And I'm going to move everything. And you go even so precise. And you still don't find it. And then you go back again and you do that same search. And you sit there and you think, where is it? Where did I missed it. And you sit there and you say, I will go back again. And you will search and search and search until you find the jewel. I don't care what it is. And then once you find it, your heart rejoices. That's why he tells you to search the scripture. Then when you truly search the scripture, you truly search them. You begin to find the gems. Then when you find the gem, you will sell your life for it. You will sell it. You don't care what no one says. If you were son, daughter, husband, wife, you would sell it. I'm sold out. I've been purchased. I have nothing to live for but him. I will exalt his name. No, I'm not living for a wife. I'm not living for children. I'm not living for you. I'm living for him. I'm living for him. I'm living to satisfy him. And if you are in him truly, then what I preach to you will cause your heart to be fat. And you will rejoice. And you will sing praises unto the Father. He desires that, saint. He have watched man worship. He said, I created every one of them. And his heart, he sees that. They have taken every adoration away from him. They built gods under every bay tree, every green tree. Every nation has gods galore. And they all call them gods. He said, I am who I am. Who? I'm simply Yahweh. I want to be that peculiar treasure unto Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. This is in Malachi chapter 3, verse 14. He says this. This is what this nation says and the people says. Ye have said, it is vain to serve Yahweh. Why? Because they have taken his name in vain. You take his name in vain, you will not be guiltless. What is his name? What is this name of this God that we take in vain? We better find out. If it is I am that I am, then you better not take I am in vain. And that's the truth. It says, you have said it is vain to serve Yahweh. And what profit is it? That we have kept his ordinance. You kept his commandment. What difference does it make? It doesn't profit us anything. It doesn't bless us. It doesn't give us any strength. And that we have walked mournfully before Yahweh of hosts. We have wept, we have cried. What difference does it make? And now, we call the proud happy. Or they're doing good. They're full of pride and they're sin. That's what we call happy today. Those that are arrogant and haughty. Full of pride. We call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. They are exalted. They're looked upon as being someone great. Oh, that's my son-in-law. And yet he's a wicked pervert. Oh, that's my daughter-in-law. We set them up. We look upon them like this. Oh, that's my uncle. Oh, what a wicked man. That despise your father? No, I will not walk that way. I will not be a part. I won't set them up. Get quiet, doesn't it? That shows you what's in you. Yea, they have tempted Yahweh. They have tempted Almighty Yahweh. Are even delivered. They that tempt Yahweh are even delivered. Then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another. Look what it says now. And Yahweh hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance were written before him for them that feared Yahweh. A book of remembrance. And that's what the old covenant is a book of remembrance. That you may fear him. That's what it's for. The last prophet before Yohanan, the baptizer, Malachi was 400 years. And thought upon his name, a book that bring to remembrance those that fear Yahweh and those that thought upon his name. Now what name did they think upon? Just God? Then what was the God Dagon? Who was the God of Pharaoh? Who was the God of Nebuchadnezzar that he built in the place of Dura? If that is what the book of remembrance is, that's what the laws, the Torah, the Psalms and the prophecies are, the books of remembrance. The new covenant is the book of fulfillment. That's what it is. And so he wrote that sort of a book of remembrance, what? That we that fear him and we that think upon his name. That thought upon, it says his what? His name. Not his authority, but his name. He says, look at this. And they shall be mine. Because they remember me. They think upon my name. Says Yahweh of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewel, my precious, peculiar jewel, my possession, my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serve him. He says, then, only then now, shall they return. You must return to Yahweh and discern between the righteous and the wicked. You don't discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serveth Yahweh and him that serveth him not. We don't know who serve the Father and we don't know who don't serve him. This book is to correct us. It's a book of remembrance to show us, to bring us back to the perfect law of Yahweh, saints. We can't discern between the wicked and the righteous. We will call the righteous wicked and the wicked righteous. You are an abomination unto Yahweh. You will establish that which is wicked and wrong, and you will admonish, and you will take honor in that. Yet the pure things of Yahweh, you despise them. That's this generation. That's what it's all about. But Yahweh said, that's all right. I got a people that they're going to be my precious jewels when I make up my crown in that day. What a royal thing. What a royal thing. They're going to be the diadems of my jewel crown. And he said, they're going to be able to discern between right and wrong. Good and evil. Can't even discern it. Can't even discern your own evil and wrong ways. All the peculiar people will obey his voice. They will keep his commandments. They will do what he charged them to do. They will obey his laws. Only a peculiar people will do that. Only a peculiar people. Search the scriptures. You go back and search what I preached to you tonight. And see whether it's the truth. See whether you can find error in there or whether it's the truth. And if it's the truth, we better obey it. He's given us this book to remind us. Who's the author of the book? Who is the author? It says in the beginning. I know what it says in the King James. In the beginning, God. But in the beginning, Yahweh created. He is the author. He is the author of the works. He is the author. That's the truth. In the beginning, he did. He created it. Man and woman. Every fighting, every creeping thing. He did it. And he said, by the way, I'm Yahweh, the mighty one. You shall know my name. And when you hear this, it calls a particular spirit to rise in your soul that you will bless me and honor me. His people must be peculiar. To the exaltation of his name. To the praising of his name. Everything he says is a gem. Everything he says is a jewel. Everything. For his name is great. No other name. No other name. No name can take away from his greatness. That's why Messiah said, I want to show you how to pray. You get on your face, you begin to cry, our Father. You call him Father. So even open up that gateway, you will know without a doubt he's your Father. You cry, our Father, which art above the heavens. I know your name and it's a hallowed name. If he has a hallowed name, what is it? Stand as you are way. May His peace rest upon you. In the strength of Yahweh, fill your heart. I tell you, Yahweh is good. And that's the truth. May Yahweh bless you. Father, go with your people. Give them strength, peace, I pray. Take all the saints. Give them all restful sleep tonight. We pray in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Bless you all.